We'll start the show this morning with a warning. You may hear about, hey, it's the most watched movie in America. It was the box office topper this last weekend, Valentine's weekend. And it stars Margot Robbie. So as a dude, you may have it sold to you as, look, it's a comedy, but Margot Robbie's in it. And there's some racy scenes. And it's the top grossing movie in America right now, maybe even the world. I think it's, after dropping February 13th, it's already generated more than $80 million. You've heard the hype around Wuthering Heights, have you not?
I don't think I have.
Okay, not on your radar?
No.
That's fine. It wasn't on mine until over the weekend. My daughter-in-laws were talking about it, and I guess because it was Valentine's weekend, my wife recently had a birthday, and we have a long-time tradition of, hey, let's go see a movie for your birthday. She loves the movies, and for a long time, it was what Kevin Costner movie are we going to go see every Valentine's Day or her birthday. So I heard Margot Robbie. I heard some hype around it. I heard something. I think I saw the graphic yesterday said it was the highest grossing movie. So I thought, okay, well, a lot of Americans are going to see it. Don't get fooled, Big Cat. Don't go. This is basically a Harlequin romance on screen. It's taken from a novel that was written 200 years ago, almost, by Emily Brontë. And boy, it's one of those that Brontë. And
it's been a film many, many, many times, hasn't it? Like there are 10 versions of this.
Well, this is the latest. And I think this movie's been done 1,000 times under different names. It's the choice of the one who she's forbidden to see versus the one who's rich and can give her everything she wants.
I think this is a mocking tone.
Man, but beyond that, it's just depressing. It's set in a really depressing time in the 1700s. And I don't know, it looked like they lived on Mars. I guess they were living in the mountains of England, and it was just, it starts with a hanging scene, and it's just, spoiler alert.
Yeah, way to go, Joel.
Yeah, sorry. Well, it's like the first 5 seconds of the movie you see a dude getting hung.
Wait, a hung dude or a dude getting hung?
Well, actually both, because that's the big thing is the crowd notices that as he's hung, he has an erection. So off we go.
Okay. So you heard
don't
that.
Don't say
huh?
Okay, like don't. Don't go see it. It's so bad and so disturbing. Even she needed like a palate cleanser after we saw it, just because it's like, man,
but it can be good
really
and disturbing. There's many disturbing movies that are good.
Okay, well, this is not one of them.
So how is it the top grossing film of the year?
Hype. Margot Robbie. It's the females, and we've talked about this many times. If anything happens in reality where, like, someone in your friend group or someone that you know has some sort of, well, you know, and I think there was an affair involved. It's just, I mean, the most catastrophic. You can't even bring up the dude's name anymore. And yet you put
a, you make him a character in a movie.
And all of a sudden, hey,
that's who she should be with.
She really should. Even though they kind of grew up together as brother and sister. It's just, it's all messed up. And I don't even think the female will really look at this and go, oh, that was just beautiful. And some of the cinematography was really good. But, man, can we make just one of these movies where the dude doesn't have a beard and ride a horse and do work around a barn shirtless?
Okay, here's the Georgians.
No. Okay, maybe that's your kind of film. Go see it, Gordo.
Why can't he choose to be that way?
It's just right on the formula. It just really is.
And it works every time.
Apparently.
The ladies will love to go see it.
Yes. And she did have great anticipation for it. And as we're on the way there, she said,
what kind of erection do you think you'll have when you
I said, well, when is this set? For some reason, I don't know, I thought maybe the 20th century. And she goes, oh, no, it's from a few hundred years ago in England. And I went, oh, gosh, is this like Pride and Prejudice 2? What were we about to see?
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was I was kind of hornswoggled in to go see it. But again, it was her birthday, so
did you
go along
grumble
with it.
And grump the whole time?
No, I was very. I was a good sport. I just, you know, and I again, some of the cinematography was really good. Margot Robbie's a good actress, and but no, don't get fooled thinking, okay, let's go check out Margot Robbie. No, Barbie's much better.
Sure enough, Wikipedia page for this film plot: in 1771, a man is publicly hanged. His suffering and visible erection sends spectators into an ecstatic frenzy.
Yeah. Everyone just starts dying laughing. Kids start laughing at him. And that's the thing. How depressing is that? That was their entertainment, was watching a man being hung.
With an erection.
Well, yeah, that was part of it. But, I mean, leading
that's
up to that,
one.
It was just like that was their entertainment. They're all like pointing at him and laughing, and oh yeah, well, look at him swing, and is he dead yet?
So is this her love, or is this a different guy?
The guy who gets hung?
Yeah.
No, that's a different, you don't get to know that guy. That's, it's,
he's just Erection Man.
He's just Erection Man who dies 5 seconds into the film.
Hey,
Roddy Tees has it at 60%, so.
Not bad.
Slightly more positive than negative, but that's not great.
Yeah.
It's not bad,
just,
but it's
just,
not great.
Don't listen to Roddy Tees. Listen to Roddy Jubb, and I say no. Don't go see it. Don't waste your time.
I don't know. You seem awfully. You seem way too passionate about your hatred for this.
It's you
suspicious.
Know what? I didn't hate it. I just think it was not worth the whatever you pay at a movie now. She bought the tickets. What is it? $15? What are we up
if
to?
If she
now?
Wants you to see it again with her, would you go?
Yeah. Okay. I'd have a talent fee.
Oh my gosh. Man. An appearance fee for you to That's the way he thinks of himself.
Yeah.
That's the way I think of my time. If I'm gonna spend my time doing something, it's gonna be worth it. That was not worth it last night. And I need an appearance fee if I'm gonna see another movie like that. Dudes, do not get fooled by this. Wuthering Heights.
Is it $15
childish.
Per person to see a movie these days?
That was my, I don't know. She bought the, it's got to be, isn't it?
In prime time. Yeah. Probably.
Because the other night we rented a movie. We're watching almost all of our movies at home these days. It was $19.99 to rent this movie, and I thought that was a little steep.
It is steep.
But then I thought, well, that's $10 each if we went to a movie theater. That's probably what we would pay, and now I feel like $19.99 is a bargain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To see a relatively new movie.
Yeah. You'll probably get hit up to watch this one. I just think this is one that she needs to watch with her friends, and you do something else. Go to TicketStock this weekend. Don't watch Wuthering Heights.
But George is so right on that. Anything that would cause a guy to be hated in real life.
Yes.
But yet, that's exactly who they love and root for on the screen.
Right.
Right. Shirtless guy who has an affair with a married woman. Yeah, it's okay there, but yeah.